Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. And now, play ball. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Rojas for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Culp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. May moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Allen moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brand for a passed ball. Allen scores. Covington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Callison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Morgan moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's Phillies, 1, Astros, 1. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. the Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 2 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 2 in the game. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Lillis scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Phillies 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 3 in the game. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldschun fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brand moves to second. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Brand scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 5-1, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldschun picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baldschun. Lillis scores. Farrell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 4 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Astros. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalrymple strikes out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.